This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, a new program is working to bring more attention to nutrient stewardship throughout Illinois. 4R for You will get off the ground in 2017, and Brian Fairful of M&M Service Company says the program involves a partnership with Illinois Farm Bureau.
The 4R for You program is a partnership throughout Illinois between Illinois Farm Bureau and GrowMark. And what this program does is it increases the focus on delivering cutting-edge on-farm nutrient research, demonstration, and data to farmers and ag retailers around the state of Illinois. The partnership with M&M and the Farm Bureau will bring more awareness, increased knowledge to nutrient management into the countryside with our patrons. The collaboration will utilize many assets to provide local information from 4R stewardship practices in order to maximize input utilization.
Brian went on to explain that nutrient management is a priority for M&M, and the 4R approach is an important tool to use when you're trying to keep nutrients where they need to be.
M&M has been very instrumental to providing nutrient management tools to our patrons. I will say we've probably been leaders in nutrient management, nitrogen management practices, tools that we have brought to the countryside or to our patrons, really focusing around the 4R approach to nutrient stewardship. The right place, the right source, the right rate, and the right time is the focus on nutrient management and really key when we're talking about yield removals, nutrient applications, placing nutrients where they need to be, and really overall, the 4R strategy is very important to preserving our environment, protecting our bodies of water, lakes, streams, rivers, and it's making sure that we're efficient with the fertilizer and the nutrients that we apply for our crops, so that way we maximize uptake and minimize loss.
Field trials and demonstrations will be a primary part of the 4R4U program, and Brian says they'll be working with the community to make those happen.
We'll be working closely with our local Farm Bureau and our local patrons, promoting the awareness of the 4R strategy. We'll be showcasing such activities like strip-till nutrient placement, nitrogen management, multiple application system, nitrogen rates, cover crops, and many more throughout our three counties, really promoting the 4R nutrient stewardship and you know, getting a head start on the Illinois nutrient loss reduction strategy.
And while nutrient management is important for every operation, Brian reminds us that each farm is different.
The partnership that we have formed with the Illinois Farm Bureau will demonstrate how farmers in our territory and ag retailers around the area can work to investigate, you know, the best approaches to nutrient management for specific areas, because not one program is tailored to everybody's geography. It needs to, in everybody's farm, it needs to be tailored to your own operation and to your own area.
And of course, I couldn't let Brian go without getting an update on what's happening in the field. And he says harvest is almost done, but there's still a lot of work left to do.
I would say overall, I know there's a little bit of corn left to shell, a few bean fields left, but overall, I would say we're wrapping up harvest. Harvest has been drug out. It has been a very long harvest. Yields have been, I would say overall, they've been below expectations, but they're satisfying. We've had very good yields throughout the entire territory in both corn and soybeans. We're starting to hit the ground running and dry fertilizer, applying nutrients to the ground, and there's still a lot of work to go, tillage, anhydrous ammonia. But overall, the fall has been very successful. The 16 season has been pretty graceful for us.
Brian Fairful, agronomy marketing manager for M&M Service Company. And we'll have more farm news after these messages. A recent Farm Journal poll on Twitter showed 57% of respondents are willing to walk away from cash rental agreements if they can't be renegotiated. Even more surprising is the Pro Farmer Landowner survey that showed farmers saying if land prices don't come down, they might walk away from those too. 44% of members and subscribers are willing to walk away from a cash lease if it can't be lowered in 2017, said Mike Walston, editor of the Pro Farmer Landowner Newsletter. Walston said the number of farmers willing to walk away from cash rent agreements is up to 14%, which means cash rent conversations could be even tougher this year than they were last. He said land values could also see a drop, but probably not as much in years past, but those numbers don't mean there isn't a market out there for farmland. Walston said when the chance to acquire new acres comes up, there are farmers that come looking for the right price. In other news, Bayer Ag Chief Executive Officer Warner Baumann defended his company's planned $66 billion acquisition of Monsanto. There are widespread concerns about getting the deal past antitrust regulators. Baumann called the step entirely logical and added that the two companies fit together and complement each other ideally. The deal with Monsanto is just the latest of several high-profile consolidations in the $100 million global crop seeds and pesticide industry over the past 12 months. The European Union antitrust reviews are currently going on for deals involving Syngenta and ChemChina, as well as Dow and DuPont. Baumann said Bayer would submit its application to EU regulatory authorities early next year, and would submit one to the U.S. by the end of this year. Baumann said again that he expects to close the deal for Monsanto by the end of 2017. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.